One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, a jackpot prize, and a thousand of your own heartbeats to win it. Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
False.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
I just couldn't see the word.
Can you handle the pressure of 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Debbie from Newcastle played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, we met semi-retired Debbie from Newcastle.
Judy Dent.
With £250 banked and 872 heartbeats remaining, how far will she go on 1,000 Heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, Debbie, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play, Vernon.
Excellent stuff. Let's do this. Here's your next round.
This is Reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Debbie, you've got 872 heartbeats remaining. We're going to play Reorder. So are you going to play for £500 or cash out for £250?
I think this stage, Vernon, I would like to go on.
All right, good stuff. Let's play Reorder. Well done. Good luck, Debbie. You need to get six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
...110 metres hurdles, javelin throw, 1,500 metres, 100 metres, high jump, 400 metres. Athletics events, order contested in the Men's Olympic Decathlon, first to last, clay.
All right, Debbie, you stepped off the plate.
Yes.
Are you not an athletics fan?
I normally am, Vernon, but decathlon really isn't my subject.
Yeah, it's quite difficult because when you see the decathlon on telly, it doesn't come in a particular order, or it's all split up because they do certain events at a certain time.
I could recognise the events, but not in the order that they would actually compete them, which is the way that I thought the question was asking.
Exactly. That's exactly how I'm thinking as well. All right, so let's clear up the answers. The first one, they start with the 100 metres and the high jump. And the 400 metres, and the 110 metre hurdles, and the javelin, finish with the 1,500 metres.
Well, I'll not forget that.
So, you stepped off the plate, which means it's going to cost you 50 heartbeats. So 50 from 846 leaves us with 796. Not bad, still a good amount. All right, Debbie, let's play. Reorder. Once again, if you're ready, Debbie, please step onto the plate.
Theodore Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon. US presidents, inauguration date, earliest to latest, play.
Theodore Roosevelt. Lyndon B. Johnson. Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton.
Yes! Come on, Debbie. Debbie.
I know.
Reagan before Nixon.
It was the Kennedy one that was thrown us, but as you say, sometimes the obvious just shouts out at you.
It does, it does. Couple of wrong answers there. You used 258 heartbeats during the whole of reorder. You got four wrong answers in total.
Nice.
How do you feel after that? A little bit disappointed?
Yes, a little bit disappointed because the John F. Kennedy one was staring at me. And I can remember how old I was and exactly where I was when he passed away. And obviously, it was well before Ronald Reagan was ever president.
So of course, of course.
My own fault.
You've got a total of 614 heartbeats remaining. Mm-hmm. It's still good.
Mm-hmm.
We are yet to get halfway, and you've just banked yourself £500.
Ooh.
All right, Debbie, let's have a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Debbie, it's round three. You've got 614 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
I know words aren't my favourite, Vernon, but I'm going to play on.
Good stuff. All right, Debbie, let's play Unscramble.
Thank you, Vernon.
All right, Debbie, you need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Nature, play.
One, daisy. Five, tulip. Three, pansy. Four, bluebell. Five. Buttercup.
Yes, well done. Come on, Debbie. You said five, but we know you meant to.
Sorry.
Well done.
Told you I was good on maths.
Yeah, well done. That was good. No wrong answers during that game. So you only used 53 heartbeats.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's really, really good. Really good. You've got 561 left, and you've just banked £1,000.
Ooh, well.
We're getting better, Debbie,
I
told you. We are indeed,
down.
Yeah. So, after round three, Debbie has banked £1,000, and she's got 561 heartbeats remaining. Find out what happens after the break.
Who did Elton John duet with on his hit song Don't Go Breaking My Heart? George Michael or Kiki Dee? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who did Elton John duet with on his hit song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart? The answer is Kiki Dee. Before the break, we saw Debbie complete three rounds and bank £1,000. With 561 heartbeats remaining, will she continue to keep her cool on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Debbie, are you ready to play on?
I am ready to play on, Vernon,
All
yes.
All right, good girl. Let's see round four. This is Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So, Debbie, it's round four. You've got 561 heartbeats remaining. I think you've got enough heartbeats to do at least two, three more rounds, maybe.
Oh, I don't know about that, Vernon.
Oh, come on. If you keep going at the rate you've just played the previous round, I think you'll be fine. Have you got a game plan?
What I have got a game plan.
What's that?
I know the number of heartbeats I want to save for the cash out, and that's what's in my head.
OK, what is that? What do you think?
350.
OK, 350. Way enough there. From previous experience, that's a lot. So are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to play on, Vernon.
All right, good luck, Debbie. Please step onto the plate. Let's play Link. All right, Debbie, you need to find four correct links. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Five.
Rijksmuseum, Prado Museum, Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum, Orsay Museum, Bargello Museum, Churchill War Rooms. Link these famous museums to the cities in which they're located. Play.
London Churchill War Rooms. Amsterdam Brick Museum. Madrid Prada Museum. Dublin Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum. Berlin Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum. Paris Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum. Dublin Bargello Museum. Paris Bargello Museum. Berlin Bargello Museum. Berlin Austria Museum. Dublin Austria Museum. Paris Austria Museum.
Debbie.
I picked the two false ones.
Oh, Debbie, got eight wrong.
Eight wrong.
Oh, you used 363 heartbeats. That's an awful lot,
it
Debbie.
Is, it
it really is, but you did it, though.
I did it,
and you managed to bank £2,500. If you cash out now, you've got to be really quick, but it is possible,
So
it's not all over. All right, let's reveal round five. This is Pinpoint. Let's take a look.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, Debbie, you've made it to round five and you've got a decision to make. You've got 198 heartbeats remaining. You've banked £2,500. Do you want to play the next round for £5,000?
I don't think so, Jim.
Mathematics not your thing?
Mathematics is my thing, Vernon, and that's where I've done the mathematics, and I need to keep my heartbeats for the cash out.
All right, Debbie, you've made it through four rounds. You've got £2,500 to play cash out. Let's do this. Let's play cash out.
Thanks, Vernon.
So, Debbie, it comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer still costs you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Debbie, let's cash out for £2,500. Step onto the plate.
True, false, play. William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon.
True.
Jack Nicholson starred in the film Batman Begins.
False.
American golfer Jack Nicklaus won the US Masters six times.
True.
Vladimir Putin has served as Russian Prime Minister.
True.
Phone company Nokia was founded in the Netherlands.
False.
Yes, Debbie! Well done!
It was enough.
Excellent, it was enough. Well done, well done.
Thank
Fabulous
you.
Gameplay. Nokia was founded in Finland, I do believe. Did you guess the Jack Nicklaus question?
No, I guessed the Nokia question.
All right, well done, Debbie. £2,500. That's awesome. Are you happy with yourself?
I'm over the moon.
Good, good. So am I. £2,500, what are you going to spend the money on?
Oh, I think it's going to be a holiday to China. I'd love to see the Great Wall of China, Vernon.
Oh, excellent stuff. Well, your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats, Debbie.
Thank
You've
you,
been
Vernon.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Excellent stuff. Well done.
Thank you.
So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Shannon from London. Hi, Shannon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited to be here, Vernon.
All right, that's very good, very good. Excited is good, but you've got to control that excitement.
Yeah.
Because it's all about your heart rate. So what do you do for a living, Shannon?
I work as a bank investigations officer.
All right, that sounds interesting and also very stressful.
Yeah, it can be quite stressful at times when people don't pay us money and we have to, like, ring around or email to find out where the money is.
Oh. And how do you relax? What do you do?
I've been recently trying some meditation techniques.
Okay.
Yeah, and last week I meditated for, like, 10 seconds, so that was good. It's really...
I'm not laughing at you. It's an accomplishment to meditate for 10 seconds. I am
really
with you there,
yeah.
Sister. I really am, because I can't sit still. I've got ants in my pants.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun, Shannon.
Okay, great.
We really are. So, throughout the game, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands, it's at 113 beats per minute. So I think you need to use just a little bit of meditation, not a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's not too bad. The quicker your heart rate, the faster your heartbeats are going to go down, which means you'll have less time to complete all 7 rounds. Mm. So, before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are, good stuff. If that number reaches 0, it's game over. And there's just one more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. Now, they're going to be playing along to the beat of your heart. Obviously,
right,
the faster
okay.
they're playing, the faster your heart rate's going. So we're going to try and get them to play really, really slow. Are you ready, Shannon?
As I'll ever be, Vernon.
All right, good girl. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Shannon, everyone starts their game with the same round. That's contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is 1 of the 2 options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. I've got a good feeling, Shannon. The first challenge is worth £250. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play contrast. So you need to get 7 questions right, Shannon. When you're nice and relaxed in your own time, you can step onto the plate.
Spice Girls, Girls Aloud, play. Release the number 1 single, Say You'll Be There.
Spice Girls.
Had a member that was married to footballer Ashley Cole.
Girls Aloud.
Were described by Nelson Mandela as my heroes.
Spice Girls.
Won the TV talent show Pop Stars, The Rivals.
Girls Aloud.
Were initially called Touch.
Spice Girls.
Were managed by Simon Fuller.
Spice Girls.
Have won 5 Brit Awards.
Spice Girls?
Yes! Well done, Shannon! Come on over. Come on over. Excellent! What a way to kick off. Well done.
Thank you.
That was fab. Honestly, it was really good. You've got 911 heartbeats remaining. It peaked at 152. It's quite high, but because you got no wrong answers, you used 89 in total, so well done. I'm very excited, as you can tell, Shannon. I think we're going to do all right today. Let's keep the momentum going quickly. It's round 2. It's reorder. Let's have a look.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
Would you like to play on for £500 or would you like to cash out with £250?
I'd like to play on, please.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. All right, let's play reorder. OK, Shannon, you need to reorder 6 answers. If you're ready, if you're feeling calm enough, please step onto the plate.
Victoria, Henry V, Edward VII, George VI, Anne, Elizabeth I, monarchs, date of reign, earliest to latest, play.
Henry V. Anne. Elizabeth I. Edward VII. Victoria. George VI. Anne. Victoria. Edward the Seventh. George the Sixth.
Yes, well done, Shannon. Come on over. Come on over. Well done. Well done. I like the way you work that out. Your heart rate, look at your heart rate now. 145 beats per minute. Obviously, you need to get in that zone and get all set and relax a little bit. Excellent stuff. So, after round two, Shannon has banked £500. She's got 721 heartbeats remaining. So, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble, and here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
Well, are you going to play on for £1,000 or are you going to cash out with £500?
I'm going to play on for now, yeah.
All right, good. Good luck. Let's play Assemble. You need to find the five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Richard Branson. Play.
Is it number one? Number 10? Number 12. Number 6. Number 2. Number 8. Number 5. Number 1. Number 4.
Yes, well done, Shannon. Come on over. Well done. You used 238 heartbeats. That's the most you've used so far.
Okay.
You got four wrong.
Yeah.
Also, your heart rate was going quite quick. It was at 142. That was its peak. But you've got 483 left. Still doing all right.
OK.
You've managed to bank yourself £1,000.
Great, thank
That's
you.
That's good. Yeah, really good. All right, so after round three, Shannon has banked £1,000. She's got 483 heartbeats remaining. Where will she cash out? Find out after the break.
When did the I Love New York advertising campaign begin? 1970s or 1980s? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, when did the I Love New York advertising campaign begin? The answer is 1970s. Before the break, we met Bank Investigations Officer Shannon from Essex. She completed three rounds and banked £1,000. With her consistently high heart rate, will she run out of heartbeats or will she cash out?
Let's see round four. Identify, this is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of eight answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
Are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to take a gamble and play on.
Yeah. All right, let's play Identify. Good luck, Shannon. You need to find the four correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Mark Webber, Mika Häkkinen, Lewis Hamilton, Fernando Alonso, Jacques Villeneuve, Daniel Ricciardo, Felipe Massa, David Coulthard. 2014 Formula One first team drivers. Play.
Lewis Hamilton. Fernando Alonso. Mark Webber. Daniel Ricciardo.
Another four.
Mika Häkkinen. Lewis Hamilton, Fernando Alonso, Mark Webber. Mark Webber. Daniel Ricciardo. Lewis Hamilton. Jack Villeneuve. Mark Webber, Lewis Hamilton, Fernando Alonso, Felipe Massa. Right, Felipe Massa, Lewis Hamilton, Fernando Alonso, Daniel Ricciardo.
Yes! Oh my goodness, come on over. Oh man! Wow, Gannon. Oh, you had me then. Lots of wrong answers again.
Yeah.
But you did it in the end. You did it in the end. It peaked at 145, which is quite high. But that seems to be your average during gameplay. So after round four, Shannon has banked £2,500 and has 223 heartbeats remaining. Let's reveal round five. It's Keep Up. This is how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So the question is, are you going to play on for £5,000 or cash out for £2,500?
I lost a lot of heartbeats on the last round and I think it would be wise to cash out now, to be honest.
So we're going to cash out?
Yes, please.
Final decision?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so let's play Cash Out. So, Shannon, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
When you're ready, Shannon, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Mount Snowdon is the highest mountain in Wales.
True.
American astronomer Edwin Hubble went into space.
False.
The Bakerloo line was the first railway line to be built on the London Underground.
False.
The Earth's atmosphere is mainly composed of oxygen.
False.
Actor Adrian Brody starred in the 2004 film The Notebook.
False.
Well done, Shannon, you did it! You did it, and I can't believe it. You did it with 146 heartbeats remaining. Wow, well done. That's unbelievable. You got no wrong answers.
I know.
You got five in a row. Bosh, 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 bosh. Well done. How do you feel?
I feel brilliant. Oh, it's amazing. I can't believe I've won.
Oh, got it. Well, you did win. Believe it. £2,500. Excellent stuff. Well done. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with 2,500. Feeling good?
Yeah.
Thank you for playing 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
You've been fantastic.
Thank you.
Give us a kiss. No. Oh, well done. So, who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Let's welcome Tom from Peterborough. Hi, Tom. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. It's great to have someone so tall on the show. Look at this.
Exactly.
Finally. Hey. Finally. Someone I don't have to look down to. Excellent stuff. What do you do for a living, Tom?
I'm a photographer and writer.
Oh, brilliant. What do you write?
Write for loads of photography magazines, doing camera tutorials and Photoshop tutorials.
And you're a wedding photographer as well, is that right?
I am, that's right, yeah.
A lot of pressure on you making everyone's beautiful, happy day look good in the photo album.
That's right, I've got to keep people calm and just stay in the background and take loads of photos.
Is it an easy job to do?
It's an enjoyable job to do. I wouldn't say it's necessarily easy. A lot of stress, got to make sure you're at the right places at the right times. Don't miss a ceremony, obviously, that's the main thing.
A lot of pressure, though.
A lot of pressure, yeah. Making sure you get the right images, nothing out of focus and nothing too blurred.
Excellent. 1,000 Heartbeats, there's a lot of money on offer. How much are you hoping to walk away with?
To be honest, I'm just hoping to do really well. £1,000 would be great.
All right, good stuff. All that's left is for me to give you your 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, there they are, good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. Come on, Tom. Everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast, Tom. And this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So the first round is worth £250. All right, Tom, let's play contrast. Tom, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Batman, Spider-Man, play. Is nicknamed the Dark Knight and the Caped Crusader.
Batman.
Is the alter ego of Peter Parker.
Spider-Man.
Is a member of the superhero team known as the Justice League.
Spider-Man.
Has a butler called Alfred Pennyworth.
Batman.
Was played by Nicholas Hammond in a 1970s TV series.
Batman.
Has the famous saying, "With great power comes great responsibility."
Spider-Man.
Was created by Steve Ditko and Stan Lee.
Spider-Man.
Has a sidekick called Robin.
Batman.
Is a character from DC Comics.
Batman.
Yes, well done, Tom. Come on over. Tom, you used 172 heartbeats. You got 2 wrong.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Try and get rid of them wrong answers.
That's it.
Are you a fan of Batman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, definitely, yeah. Not really Batman. I mean, watched the movies, but I haven't watched any comics or anything or TV shows or
no.
Any of the older stuff, no.
You had 2 wrong answers. Let's get rid of them. All right.
Cool, OK.
All right, so after round 1, Tom has banked £250 and has got 828 heartbeats remaining. That's still quite high. Can he do it? Can he walk out with £25,000? Find out after the break.
What is the name of Robert De Niro's sinister character in the film Angel Heart? Damien Van Horn or Louis Cypher? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what is the name of Robert De Niro's sinister character in the film Angel Heart? The answer is Louis Cypher. Before the break, we met photographer and writer Tom from Peterborough. With 828 heartbeats remaining, how far will he go on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Tom, are you ready to see your next round?
I'm ready to play.
Good man. It's Unravel, and this is how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
So, Tom, it's round 2. You've got 828 heartbeats remaining. It's still a lot. It's still a lot. You've done really well in the first round. Are you going to play on with £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on.
Good man. Of course you are. Silly question, really. But let's play Unravel. Good luck. Tom, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Honor.
Well done.
Benefit. Step off.
Stepped off the plate there, Tom. Struggling with that one.
Yeah, I just can't see it.
All right, well, let me lean against you and we'll have a look. What is it?
Ah! Oh.
Come on, big guy.
It was there.
It was there. Well, unlucky. Unlucky. You stepped off the plate. It'll cost you 50 heartbeats. So you've got 693. Let's take 50 away. You got 643. You got two right. So we're still looking for four more. All right, Tom, let's do this. This is Unravel. You need to find four correct answers this time, Tom. Good luck. Please step onto the plate.
Play.
Troubling. Monkey. Computer. Advertise.
Yes! Come on, Tom! Tom!
Wow.
Man alive! You used 360 heartbeats. Quite a lot, Tom.
It is.
You've got to bring that total down, my friend.
It's not good.
You really have. You really have. Heart rate is not a problem. You're actually quite cool and calm and collected under pressure. It's just trying to find these answers.
Yeah.
All right? So let's try and be a little bit quicker. You've got 468 left. That's not bad. All right, Tom, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So it's round three. You've got 468 heartbeats left. Assemble should be easy for a photographer.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed, like a giant jigsaw. Any good at jigsaws?
Exactly. I haven't played one for a while, but yeah, hopefully.
You're just going to have to concentrate. All right, some of the pieces the wrong way around or upside down, you'll be fine.
Cool.
All right, good luck. Let's try and bank some more cash. You're going to play on for £1,000?
I'm going to play on.
Not going to cash out for 500?
No, not yet.
Good man. Good luck, Tom. Let's play Assemble.
Cheers.
All All right, Tom, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini. Play.
One. Twelve. Nine. Two. Five. Ten.
Well done, Tom. Well done.
Cheers.
You used, during that round, 157 heartbeats and you got one wrong. How do you feel after that?
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah, the first one, I think it was the first one I got wrong. It was just, I wasn't quite matching it right. So.
Cheryl didn't put you off though, did she?
No, I tried not to let my heart race too much, but there you go.
Right, so you've got 311 heartbeats remaining. You peaked at 132. It's quite high. Mm. It's quite high, but it just seems that that's now your natural BPM during gameplay. So, Tom, you've got round four to do. It's deduction, is how it works.
This is deduction. You'll see seven answer options. You'll then be given a statement to which you must simply select the correct answer. To complete deduction, you must answer four questions. Do this before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So, Tom, it's round four deduction. You've got 311 heartbeats remaining. What are you thinking about deduction?
It just depends on the question, really. Me and my girlfriend are getting married this year, so I'm just hoping, I'm just thinking, well, maybe, that, you know, that £1,000 is a big chunk towards something that's going to help.
Yeah, deduction's worth £2,500, though.
Mm, yeah, but I could walk away with nothing, I suppose. I'm not a huge gambler, so, yeah, I'm just mulling in my head whether or not it's worth it to risk the money.
So, are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I think I'm going to play it safe and cash out.
All right, Tom, you've made it through three rounds. You've got £1,000 in the bank. Let's play cash out. Good luck. So, Tom, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £1,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate. And as always, every wrong answer still costs you 25 heartbeats. All right, Tom, when you're ready, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Denmark shares a land border with Belgium.
False.
China won the most gold medals at the London 2012 Olympic Games.
True.
Crayon company Crayola was founded in the 1800s.
False.
Dancers Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers appeared together in many films.
True.
Claude Monet was a leading impressionist painter.
True.
There is a Grand Slam tennis tournament held annually in Spain.
True.
A pear is a citrus fruit.
False.
In the Name of Love is a novel by Katie Price.
False.
British gymnast Lewis Smith has been awarded an MBE.
True.
Tim Burton is the longtime partner of Goldie Hawn.
True.
Joseph Ratzinger is the birth name of Pope Francis.
True.
Sam Witwicky.
Tom, it was all too much.
Yeah.
Unlucky, my friend. Unlucky. How are you feeling? Some of them questions were right.
Got it. Yeah, I didn't know any of them. Well, the Lewis Smith one, I know. I went to school with him. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's in my year.
Wow.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah, they're horrible questions.
You got six wrong answers, I'm afraid. What a shocker. Yeah. You made it to round four. You cashed out. But you used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry, Tom. Listen, all the best with the wedding.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the photography business.
Cheers.
And it's really, really been nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very
much. Thanks very much, Tom. Thank you very much for joining us. And join us again next time to see if our next contestant has the heart to play 1,000 heartbeats. We'll see you soon.